good morning. This is Radio Shalom coming to you through Planet FM. Hi, Carvin.
Hi, Joan. How are you doing?
All the better for seeing you.
Well, good. It's good to be back.
It is good to be back. Carvin, I really enjoy your music and your composing and your playing. And I think you're a consummate musician. So let's go ahead.
Well, thank you. We're going to dial the Wayback Machine all the way back to the first show that Joan and I ever did together. And I started off with this. And the reason I started off with this piece of music is because it's one of the oldest existing recordings of Klezmer. And I loved it then. I still love it. And I think maybe over the past 10 years, I've played it on air maybe 3 times at most. So this will be number 4. I'll give you a little further introduction. This was a field recording made on a wax cylinder by none other than Moshe Berakovsky himself. There is no notes on it as to which village it came from, who the band was, or whatever. But you will hear some Yiddish speaking in there, and then they leap in. So let's hear these guys. It's the Rebbestanz.
Eure Babbe, alle Hube sehen Sie dem Tanz.
Oi, 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 I do Kinder, der Rebbe allein, ein Kinder allein. Klezmer, spielt jetzt, wie hört noch keiner nicht geschehen.
Ja, 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 ja.
Hoi, Freiler, Freiler, Freiler.
La, 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 la.
Lovely.
Thank you. Yeah, it's amazing. Like you get a really good picture of what they were like and what musical practices were like, and you see a lot of ourselves in their performance, and that's what I love.
It's got a feeling about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, having looked at the old, I've brought more of the new stuff. And this band, the Flying Bulgar Klezmer Band. Now, I've only brought their instrumental stuff. There's a lot of stuff that where there's singing, and it sounds a lot like, you know, Gogol Bordello or that kind of like modern Eastern European kinds of sounds. And I didn't bring any of their singing, but this next one that I brought was the Flying Bulgar Klezmer Band's take on a very traditional klezmer tune. It's called Dem Trisker Rebens Niggen, and. And this is so very traditional. Let's hear what they do with it.
It's another time, another place.
It is. And I like the kind of loping quality in that. It's what we would call a head bobber. You know, it's not really get up and dance, you just bob your head.
It brings a picture of a time and a place and of people who lived their music.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. All right, so I've brought even more of the Klezmatics. I know I can't get away from them. I brought a couple of their things because I love their work. And so this next one, I just love the name. This is called Der Geller Fink. And it can't be bad. This one is a Bulgar Freilach, so it should get going. And it's very short, but well worth it.
That's so fast.
I know, I'm out of breath. Give me a second, I need to sit down. So, the Klezmatics, I can't get enough. I just absolutely cannot. So, moving on.
Where are we moving on to?
Well, we're moving on to the desert. Okay, I have to preach. I apologize in advance, but I have to preach. Last week I talked about the Christchurch shootings and how they really seriously affected me. So I have just one more thing I absolutely need to say. And that is, there is so much hate and racism and just horrible things in this world. And the lesson that I have been taking away from the Christchurch shootings is that all of us, we all need to stand together and we all need to stand up to hate. And we all need to stand up with reason and with love and love for each other. And we all need to take care of each other. I think that that's more important now than it's ever been. And it's always been important.
Thank you for your homily.
I'll be passing the plate next. Now, and now, speaking of, this next piece is called Desert Banjo. Now, before we get carried away with the song, I just want to point out the reason why I picked it was after the 2008 economic crash, throughout much of North Africa and large parts of the Middle East, the American banjo became a very, very cheap instrument for people to buy because the American economy was down. And so all of those cultures were flooded with banjos. And they took those banjos and played their own music on them. So when I saw this desert banjo that combines klezmer with Middle East with the banjo, I couldn't resist. I will let all of you, and you especially, Joan, be the judge.
That was fast.
That was. And that was quite a bit of banjo. Not your usual bluegrass, is it?
No. Even I could pick out the banjo.
So, yeah, I really like that. Okay, for the next one, and to kind of round us out for the morning, I've brought a piece, again, from the Flying Bulgar Klezmer Band, because, like I say, it's one of my new favorites. And this one is kind of a wedding medley of different pieces. It's called Die Chalatanz.
The Dance of the Bride.
Yes, but it's actually... It should be the Dances of the Bride, because it's several. So, but let's let these guys tell their own story.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Carvin. You're a great hunter.
Thank you. I've been the klezmer hunter these past few weeks.
It's been very enjoyable, and I hope our listeners really enjoyed it, too.
Well, thank you.
And we will be doing another program.
I certainly hope so, and I hope we don't wait as long this time, because it's been nearly a year, and that's just too long.
No. Well, I've been away for a while, so now I'm back.
Well, good.
Thank you to Richard.
Yes, thanks, Richard. So, let's take it out today with just a little bit of By Mir Bis Du Shane, and thanks everyone for listening.
And you'll hear us next week.
By Mir Bis Du Shane, by Mir hat the high, by Mir Bis Du Shane means that you're grand. Explain by me, Mr. Shen. I think you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella.